Like we said already before, air condition, no?
Yeah.
Illusions?
We had the illusions, Baruch Hashem.
There is, yes.
There is, it's working.
So, Bezrat Hashem, like we said, when a person is accepting on himself yoke of heaven with those verses, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Hashem, that it includes his soul in the 12 holy tribes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivteya, Mafrish et Nishmato Me'erev, Nishmat Erev Rav. So he's separating himself from the soul of Erev Rav. We need to understand what it means. There is a war. Rabboisai, there is a war. All of the world is a battlefield. It's a war outside. There is one golden sheep that calls Am Yisrael, and all of the rest is predators, wolves, wants to swallow the Kedusha of that wonderful pearl that calls Am Yisrael. Now, Am Yisrael came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Na'aseh v'nishma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted that Na'aseh v'nishma. He said, alright, I'm going with you. Rav Shalom in Shabbos explained, he said that it was difficult to Moshe Rabbeinu to understand the inyan of the menorah, the holy lamp of Bet HaMikdash. It was hard for him to understand. Rav Shalom asked, what's so difficult about the menorah than the rest of those tools of Bet HaMikdash? Menorah, alright, so it's complex, but why the menorah? So Rav Shalom said, it's not a physical thing, the menorah. It's a spiritual thing. What's that spiritual thing? That spiritual thing is that Am Yisrael, they have that obligation, that tzivul, to be light to the goyim, to be light to the rest of the nations. And it was hard to Moshe Rabbeinu. How every Jew going to be light to the goyim? Am Yisrael, the ones that for me, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's so hard to tell them even the smallest thing of them all. And Am Yisrael, they're not accepting. They themselves need someone to illuminate for them. And they're going to be light to the nations? They're going to be light to the goyim? It was hard for him. He couldn't understand how it's going to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shown him the menorah. On that, the Sfat Emet is asking why finally in the end we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he built the menorah. He made the menorah by himself. So why he had to show how to make the menorah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, alright, it was hard for him to create it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it by himself. The menorah been made by itself. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the menorah, if in the end, finally, he will not going to make it? Because everything in Avodat Hashem, Rav Shalom explained, everything in Avodat Hashem, you cannot achieve it by yourself. You cannot. Only Hashem going to hand it to you. So why he showed it to Moshe? On that, the Sfat Emet is asking and answering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, see what's my will. Now, cancel your will to my will. Understand what's important in life. That you need to teach Am Yisrael that they need to go and illuminate the world. That they're going to illuminate the light of the Torah to all of the nations. And even though that it looks so hard for you, and you don't see the way how you're going to make it, how they're going to make it, I'm going to do it for you. Don't worry. Just aser etzoncha kirtzono. Just cancel your will to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you going to know what's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For that, he gave that wonderful mitzvah of tefillah. You can pray on that. You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to ask him and to investigate on that until it's going to be clarified. Until you're going to know for sure, this is the will of Hashem. From that, I'm not moving. What it means not moving? I'm going to keep on praying on that until I'm going to achieve it. And Hashem is going to give it to you. Like the Torah Kedosha, that is wider than the sea. That you cannot understand the Torah Kedosha. And no one can grab the Torah Kedosha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the Torah Mimidbar Matana from the desert as a free gift. When you're going to understand that you're like the desert, that you're going to be so humble, that you know that you cannot achieve nothing, only then you're going to receive it as a free gift. This is what had happened to that viceroy in the Sipurei Maasiyot. That he wanted so much to find the lost princess. And he went into the deserts, into the forest, crossed the sea, went and done whatever he could do, whatever he had in mind. He done it all. And when he finally came to huge righteous people, he felt, this is it. Now I'm going to find
no doubt, this is it. He came to the tzaddik. He met a tzaddik that he's got superpowers to control nature, to control the spirits, to control the winds, to control demons, to control the animals, the birds, whatever. He found someone that can help him. Those ones were standing and stopping him and rejecting him and telling him you cannot. You're never going to achieve it. The person has to show his will. Always. 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 To stand even against righteous people. Not chas shalom in a rude way, chas shalom. Just to hold that will, to hold that knowledge. If something been clarified for you in the field, you went to the field, you made it, but now it's time to believe in yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. I'm going to count on that. Even that, even you can hear your rabbi is telling you differently. If you're going to just stand still and hold strong and keep on praying, you're going to see that finally you're going to understand your Rav, that he wasn't arguing with you, that he wasn't fighting with you. Finally you're going to understand that he's pushing you. There are husks and things that we have to remove from ourselves before we progress. And we ourselves are very related to those things. And we don't realize, we don't understand that we have Yetzer Hara inside of ourselves. And we're ignoring it. And we think that we're perfect. And we want to continue to move on to the next stage. But you're not able. This is why you have those obstacles. That you're going to be humble again. That you're going to surrender. That you're going to stop. That you're going to remember. I don't have nothing for myself. Everything that I have, I received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that I have, I received it from the righteous people, from the tzaddikim, from my rabbis. And you're fighting on that point to believe in yourself, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, with each and every one of us, with each and every one of us, with each and every one of us. And Rav Shalom explained in Shabbos also, what's the connection? He asked, what's the connection? Someone told him that Chidush, Rabbi Yitzchak Mohaber told them that Chidush in Uman on the Tzion in Rosh Hashanah, in Shavuot. Now, ask him, what's the connection between the scroll of Megillat Rut to Kabbalat HaTorah? The fact that it's the Yortzeit of David HaMelech? This is the connection? Why are we reading Megillat Rut? What's the connection between Megillat Rut to Kabbalat HaTorah? And he answered to him, Rav Shalom mentioned twice or three times that it was on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And I think that by that, this is my understanding, that by that he mentioned that, he didn't need to mention it, if there is no reason to mention that. So if he mentioned it, there is a certain importance in it. And from my experience with a Rav, is that it means that it's from Hashem, that it's true. If that Chidush came to a Rav on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so it means that this is, I remember that once I came to a Rav Shalom and I asked him on something, and it was on the Tzion of Rabbeinu, and after that he answered to me, I told him, so we'll pray on it. I told him. So he said, when we are talking on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's an aspect of Tefillah. Means like we already prayed on it. So the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's something special. So if you heard that Chidush on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, means that there's something special in it, truth in it. And he explained that in the Megillat Rut, we can see over there, we know that Rut, she was very righteous, she was very modest, and the Torah, the Megillah is praising her on her modesty, that she was inventing to pick the stalks in a modest way, and more and more. And we know that she was following after Naomi. And Naomi, she was a very righteous woman, and Ruth decided to follow after Naomi in Mesirut Nefesh. And Ruth is saying to Naomi, wherever you're going to go, I'm going to follow you, and I'm going with you, and the place that you're going to live, I'm going to live in that place, and the place that you're going to die, I'm going to die in that, and your nation is my nation, and your God is my God. And she revealed her decision, her will, to follow Naomi. But Naomi put her in a certain test, and that test is very special. She sent her in the middle of the night. She's saying to her, now go, take a shower, put perfume, dress the most beautiful dress that you have, go at night to the barn, to the place that Boaz is going to be in that place, and lie down on the bed. And she's actually telling her to attempt Boaz, to do something that is not allowed according to the rules of Judaism. And all of the Ma'aviyot been blamed on that thing, that they failed Bnei Israel. Now everyone going to say, she's risking herself very much to do that thing.
people don't say now that Moabia came with Naomi and she's trying to fail Boaz, the chief rabbi of all of Am Yisrael, the head of Sanhedrin.
It's even a little higher. I realize now that the whole reason why that Boaz was allowed to marry her at the beginning was what was the merit that the Moabites had was that they were snoot. That was the reason. So it's going against their entire. She was asking to go against the whole nature of
the Gemara of Boaz, the Boaz of Am Yisrael.
Of Ruth. She was asking to go against the nature of Ruth. No,
that she was modest.
The reason why the women were allowed to come into Am Yisrael and the men were not
because
of their modesty. That was the reason that it said
against her own
whole nature.
And then she's saying to Ruth, to Naomi, she's saying to her, whatever you're going to tell me, I'm going to do. And this is the connection. The Am Yisrael are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Matan Torah, Na'aseh v'nishma. What it means, Na'aseh v'nishma? You cannot say Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll do what we're going to hear. What it means. So what you're going to do? You don't know what to do. If you haven't heard, you don't know what to do. So you cannot do until you're going to hear. So how can it be that Am Yisrael are saying, we're going to do what we're going to hear? We're going to do. First of all, going to do. How can you do that? You cannot. So actually, when Am Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll do what that we're going to hear, by that they revealed their will to throw all of their wisdoms, to throw away all of their wisdoms, and to count on Hashem Yitbarach, and to tell Hashem, whatever you're going to command us, we'll do, even if it's against our wisdom, even if it's against logic. When you listen to the righteous man, he can tell you things to do that are going to sound for you the opposite of all wisdom, the opposite of all logic. Of all of what that you learned until now from the Torah Kedosha, that you received from that rabbi himself, he can contradict himself. And you need to throw all of your wisdoms and to count on him. Lechol asher yomar lecha, ki hu zeh, to everything that he's going to tell you, because he's the one. Until you find that one that you know that he's the one, and from the moment that he found that one, you're counting on him, whatever going to be, going to be. Whatever going to be. And you throw all of your wisdom. Am naval belo chacham, lo chacham. The Targum is saying over there that Am Yisrael threw away all of their wisdoms. They weren't wise guys. They weren't being sophisticated. They threw all of their wisdoms, all of their understandings. Tzvi told me in Shabbos that he met one of his friends in Delel Shavuot. And in Delel Shavuot, a person that learns here Torah in Eretz Yisrael for a few years, Baruch Hashem, in an important yeshiva, and is learning, very wise guy, also person. And very successful, and he came to Tzvi and he's telling him that actually the only thing that there is in maybe I'm twisting a little bit also, yes, from my memory I'm telling, not from Tzvi's stories. And he told him that he realized that the main thing that we have to do in life is to learn Torah, and no one is arguing on that, the importance of Torah, no one can argue on that. But also, he told him the reason for that, because you can see that we're not able even to pray for 5 minutes. So Tzvi told him, why won't you practice? Why won't you work on that? To increase your abilities, to train yourself, to pray. And the gate of Torah cannot hold on without the gate of Tefillah. Those are two things that Rabotenu Tzivunu taught us to do together. Those are two things that have to walk hand in hand together. You cannot be a Talmid Chacham if you're not a real Baal Tefillah. And you cannot be a real Baal Tefillah if you don't have all of the Torah in your heart, carved on the board of your heart. You need to hold those two things together and to walk, to serve Hashem Yitbarach and Mesirut Nefesh. And even when that viceroy is coming, finally, in situation that he's trying so hard and he is failing, even when you are failing, even if you yourself are sinning, you're falling and sinning and ruined by yourself, you ruin your own life. You see that you have amazing opportunities and you're spoiling them yourself with your contaminated hands, with your stupid lusts and desires, ruining, destroying your own life. Don't give up. Even if the voice comes out from heaven and saying, Elisha Acher cannot come to the world to come. You don't have a share to the world to come. You're out. You're not in. You're not allowed to believe to that voice. You have to fight and to say to yourself, I remember a different shiur. I remember a different class. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that He loves me,
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that He loves every Jew, no matter how much I fell down, that He is Shochen Itam Betoch Tumotam, even when they're in the most contaminated places, He is with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. And Rav Shalom mentioned also that Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this Parashat Shavua, if you like me, so kill me. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you love me, if you like me, kill me. This is what I'm asking from you. How Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to such despair, to such sorrow, to such... give up in such a crazy way. Where? How? Because Am Yisrael were whining. Because Am Yisrael are complaining. When they were sinning, when they were going with the Moabiot, with Bnot Midian, when they were going with all of to create a golden calf, He didn't give up on them. Only when they're whining. When there is a reason. When you have a Yetzer Hara and you're falling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Hu Yada Yitzreinu, He knows you have a Yetzer Hara. He put you in that test. And you don't even sure that this is the test, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, Lirgaim Tivchanenu. Every moment He's testing you again. It can be that the test is how you're going to react to the failure. Can be that the failure is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests you on at all. This is what it's written in Shara Gilgulim that I explained to you once, if you remember. That Ari HaKadosh said to Rabbi Chaim Vital, they're not judging you on your angers. They're just judging you on how you're going to react on those angers. That David HaMelech wasn't being punished at all on the sin, so-called sin. That we don't know what happened over there at all. No one knows. Just he wasn't being punished on that at all. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see how he's going to do tshuva after. And to us it's the same. We have that problem of arrogant. That we fall into that imagination that we exist. That we're something. That we're growing. That we're developing. That we become to be. It's all imaginations. We're not exist. And until we're going to come to that day, that we're going to remember that. That we're not exist. That enod milvado. That there is only Hashem. Until that day, we're going to keep on falling. Keep on falling. Keep on failing ourselves. Keep on doing stupid things to ruin ourselves, to put obstacles into our own wills, to fail ourselves. We're going to do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind to teach us. Because He loves us so much that He doesn't want us to be separate from Him, even in the breath of a hair. He just wants you to be one with Him. One with Him, it means totally cancelled. Totally cancelled means there is only Hashem. And what Hashem? Hashem is good. So everything is good. Also your failures. Also your downs. Also your sins. Your avonot. Your averot. Complete parashot been written on the Torah, in the Torah Kedoshah, because of the sins of Am Yisrael. And not because of the mitzvot. Because of the golden calf. Because that we needed the red cow ashes to purify us. The Efer Parah Aduma. Because of what that Pinchas ben Elazar. It's written Parashat Pinchas. You cannot find Pinchas almost in that Parashat Pinchas. Or Zimri ben Salu. And Kozvi Batsur. And where is Pinchas? In the end, Pinchas mentioned. Alright, thank you. Pinchas. Parashat Pinchas. Where is Pinchas? In the end. Finally, Pinchas. All of the story, all of the parasha, only from the sins. Yevukash Avon Israel ve'lo imtzeu, they're not going to find the sins of Am Israel. Rabbeinu is explaining in the future to come, people going to look for sins to do tshuva on them. They're going to understand the importance of sins. That when a person is falling and he's climbing from that falling, he's reaching higher place than the place that he was before. Like we accepted from Rabbi Avraham ben Rab Nachman that said that the world going to come to his tikkun, going to be even higher than the world it was that Adam v'Chava received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. The world going to be higher. Because in the place that Baalei Teshuva are standing, even complete righteous people cannot stand. Means that when you are doing tshuva on your avonot, you can climb to heights like those that you cannot imagine that are exist at all. So what you're going to do now with all of your downs? Just go to the fields and thank Hashem on that. Understand where Hashem is taking you. If you see that you have a huge yetzara on a certain subject, it means that you have diamonds and treasures on that issue, because yetzara is coming to take important things, good things that you have. You have treasures inside of you that Yetzer doesn't want you to see them. So he's blocking. Where he's blocking? Where he's fighting with you that you will not going to believe in yourself? In the place that you can succeed. in the place that your weapon is hidden. Then he's telling, here there is nothing, here is there is only filth, only nonsense. No, this is shtuyot, this is not the real Avodat Hashem. Like people cannot see that tefillah is Avodat Hashem. Even though that it's written, Ezoi Avodah Shebalev Zot Tefillah. It's written! In all of the Gemarot, in all of the Shas, and there's no Ma'adurot of Shas that it's not written in them. It's written in all of the Ma'adurot, in all of the editions of Shas. No one erased it ever. Abraham Avinu was standing and praying. Yitzchak was standing and praying. Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, Yaakov, and all of what that the prophet Elisha achieved, he achieved in prayers, that he achieved twice as many than Eliyahu Navi. All with tefillah, kol betefillah, it's all written. But people cannot see. Why? Because Yetzer is fighting on that point. That you will not going to believe in yourself. To go to the field, it means that you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears you. Voice of Torah, alright, you can learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he likes the Torah. So when I'm learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he likes the Torah, he enjoys the Torah. Alright, so I'm learning Torah. You don't need to believe in yourself while you're learning. But to pray, to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and listen to all of your tefillot, not a tefillot in public, your tefillot alone, but a tefillot in the field, for that you need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got time to spend on you, to listen to all of your nonsense, to all of your mumblings, to all of your shtuyot that you're talking day and night, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You need to believe in yourself for that. To achieve that, to be a real Baal Tefillah, you need to believe Hashem loves me. Hashem likes me. I'm an only child for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cares about me. Echayav kol adam lomar kol haolam kulo lo nivra ela bishvili. I told you my story on that. I didn't have the time.
No. I didn't. I have a wild, crazy story on that. But you're not going to believe me, even if I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you. And you're preparing yourself and you want to believe and you will not. And you're going to see. And I'm going to tell you. 2 weeks ago, I went to give last Thursday, to one week and a half ago, I went to give a class in Tel Nof, in the Army Base Air Force, to give a class to soldiers. And I went out at 11:30, something like that, 11:15. I had a lot of time. It's 35 minutes drive. I have 1 hour and a half to go. I had a lot of time. I planned to go slowly, quietly, benachat. Took my time, went out early. Driving the car that I don't have already, Baruch Hashem, I have miracles every day. Yesterday night I told my wife, tonight you're going to have miracles in Parnassa. My mother came without telling us and took the car and went. So Baruch Hashem started the miracles. Baruch Hashem. So I went with that car that I had 1 week and a half ago, Baruch Hashem. And I'm starting to go out from Jerusalem and the Yetzia Me'ir. And suddenly there is traffic. There is traffic in Eretz Israel, and especially in Yitzhak Yerushalayim, always Baruch Hashem traffic. And I see that traffic jam mamash is stuck, and we're standing. And for 40 minutes, we haven't passed even 500 meters, half of a kilometer. We're not moving. We're stuck. 40 minutes. And I called my wife, and I told her what am I doing? So she said, maybe call and cancel the class. And that they were not going to wait, maybe someone else is going to give the class, and I have another maybe 40 minutes, something like that. And I told her, I'm going to start doing it bodedut. Let's see what's going to be. I don't want to cancel the shiur, people are waiting. And I started to do it bodedut, and I'm praying, Ribono Shel Olam, give me the right advice, what to do. And I'm praying and praying and praying, and time, Baruch Hashem, is moving. And suddenly, in my heart, and I'm telling you, if everyone that drives to outside from Jerusalem, he knows that the traffic that we have today in this part of the time of the year. So now it's in the area of Shar Hagai. Shar Hagai, it's something like 10 minutes drive when the road is free, is open, to find to reach to that place. Most of the problems are over there. So I'm, with my wisdom, predict that the problems are actually only 1 hour away. So I know that I'm totally stuck in that traffic jam, and I'm doing my bodedut, and I'm saying, Ribono Shel Olam, please help me, please, Ribono Shel Olam, open the path, open the way, and nothing moves, Baruch Hashem. And suddenly I have those words in my thoughts, in my heart, in doing the bodedut. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Adam Chayav Lomar Kol Haolam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvili. everyone have to say that the world haven't been created for no other reason except of for me. And I'm stuck in the jam, and I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, all of that traffic, all of that crack, is because of me, right? Yes, because of me. Everyone here, Ribono Shel Olam, all of those cars are just now standing, waiting, only for me. I have a reason. What's my reason? Who am I? What am I doing now that is stucking all of those guys in that traffic jam? I'm going to give a shiur, Torah, of words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, those are the words that I said in my mouth, in my thoughts, to soldiers that are waiting to hear those words in the army. So Yetzer Hara doesn't want those soldiers to hear my class, because I'm not doing nothing for myself, so me, it's the soldiers. So, all of those people are stuck here because Yetzer Hara doesn't want those soldiers to hear that class. And in the moment that I said, yes, this is it, I'm telling you, and I told you, you will not gonna believe. In that moment, like when you hear an ambulance or something like that, but there was no sound, all of the cars went to the sides, the road was clear and empty, I drove 140, I'm telling you, and I came 5 minutes late to the class. All of the road was empty, there were no vehicles, there was no reason for that jam, I looked, nothing. It was all open. I started to laugh. I said, Ribono Shel Olam, if you're telling me this now means forever, I'm going to remember that forever. There is only Hashem. There is no reality. There is no nature. And I'm telling you, even if you think you believe, you don't believe, because it was a clear, obvious miracle. The road was empty. Three cars went to the sides. Four cars went to the sides. And except of it, there was nothing. I drove like crazy, like the wind. I told you last week that we're flying when no one sees. I told you that. You didn't believe me also then. And I came there. And I came there in time, in 5 minutes late. And I gave a wonderful shiur. And I told them that story also. I told them, I'm sure you think I'm arrogant to tell you every time a new story. But it's just that you're going to believe in yourselves. Because everyone... I read after it, I think that it's written in Nefesh HaChaim, the Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin is saying that a person have faith in something means something wrong. He believes that person have a certain power, that the government, they have certain, that the banks got certain control. So he gives them the power. But when you believe only in Hashem Yitbarach, and you believe that no one else have power, no one really can control it. This is what the Rabbi Mivolozhin is saying. Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin. No one can control it, you at all. At all. No one. And take those words. And I'm telling you, if you think that it's enough, this is what it's written, V'yadata ayom v'ashevota el levavecha. If you think it's enough to hear today, I'm telling you it will not. Because the Tzivu is saying, V'ashevota el levavecha. You have to penetrate it into your heart. You have to bring it back into your heart. How are you going to do that? In tefillah. You have to take the lessons and to go with them to the fields and to pray, Ribono Shel Olam, when I'm going to have faith like that? When I'm going to have faith like that? When I'm going to believe like that? When I'm going to talk like that? Ribono Shel Olam, let me be a believer. Let me count on you. Let me talk with you. Let me remember you, that I'm never going to forget you. Like that. Like that, you're going to write it down on your heart, on the board of your heart, and this is going to be your wisdom. This is going to be who that you're going to be. Who going to be the next Nachshon Ben Aminadav? Who going to be? The one that's going to jump into the water. He going to be Nachshon Ben Aminadav. There will be no elections and I don't know what. The one that's going to jump into the waves, into the storm, into the woods, into the war, into the battlefield. The one that will not going to be afraid. How he will not going to be afraid? Goliath is so high. And David HaMelech is so small, so tiny. And he was 13. How can he win? He doesn't look at nothing. He's closing his eyes. And he's praying to Hashem. And he's talking to Hashem. And he's begging to Hashem. And he's counting on Hashem. And open the book of Tehillim and read. Read the way of the speech of David HaMelech. He's crying to Hashem all day long. He's crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's afraid. He's shaking. He is afraid. But he's strengthening himself.
I don't need to be afraid. I will not going to be afraid. I will count on you. I'm counting on you. And he's strengthening himself. He's talking to himself. Who's going to save the world? To who are we going to wait? Obama? Who? Who's going to save the world? To who we should wait? To who we should wait? To who? Who's going to save us? Who's going to save me? Who's going to save you? Who's going to save your children? Who's going to save our friends? Who? Our brothers, who's going to save them? If not us. If not me. I cannot count on you. I love you all, but I cannot count on no one. Can I count you? I cannot. You can be not available if you want to answer. You will not have reception. I cannot count on you. I cannot count on you. I cannot count on myself. Only on Tfilot. Only to pray. Only to pray. And to believe that our Tfilot, this is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting that we're going to do. There is nothing else that we can do. The generations just go lower and lower and lower. There is falling of the generations. The Nefilat, Yeridat HaDorot, going down. People that born today are a lot weaker than the one that born 20 years ago. And those ones are a lot weaker than the one that born 80 years ago and 100. And cannot compare them to the one of 200 years ago, like a different planet. Like a different planet. We don't understand what they're talking about in Mesirut Nefesh. I was in Itzion of a Tzadik, Rabbi Chacham Sasson Levi, in Har HaMenuchot. It's written on his tomb, on his matzeva, Rov Yamav Haya Betanit. Most of his days he was fasting. We cannot fast until 12, we've been so cranky, crazy. Wife haven't made you a sandwich. You know what's going to happen in that afternoon if you're going to come back home? She forgot to put an apple in my sandwich bag. And you have a lot of things to say. And people cannot hold on with no difficulty. People cannot stand, no difficulty. We're very weak. But we got something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is expecting us. We have something special in this generation. What is that? Power of the will. Koach HaRatzon. We can want. Ve'en davar ha'omed bifnei ha'ratzon. There is nothing that can stop you from wanting Hashem Yitbarach and from succeeding. And if you're going to decide that you're holding that will forever, and even if you fail, and even if you failed, and even if you're a disgrace, I don't care. It will not going to confuse no one. The only one that's been confused from his failures, it's you. Because you're arrogant to think that you're not supposed to sin and to fall anymore. Because you think you're supposed to be an angel that is not failing. But when you're going to understand that you're nothing, nothing, literally nothing, you're zero, you're nothing, you're what that Hashem is doing with you, this is what that happens with you, you're not exist. You will not going to be surprised, not from your success, and take those success to yourself and being arrogant. Oh, I succeeded, now I done this, that, I achieved, I made it, what I do. You are not going to be arrogant. You're going to remember that it's all Hashem. And in your failures also, you're going to say, thank you Hashem for rebuking me. You reminded me that I'm zero. And when you're going to believe that it's all Hashem, nothing in this world is going to have the power to control your life. It means to stop you from succeeding. And your success is going to be open. Open and wide. And you're just going to have to reach. Because you will not going to forget Hashem. Hashem is source of Kedushah. Hashem is source of Kedushah. I wanted to tell you from the Mishnayot, Baruch Hashem, that I'm learning, how much you need to believe in yourself. Look, it's written in Brachot, in the second person chapter, it's written, Chatan Patur, a groom, is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema in the first night until Motzei Shabbos. And we have a story on Rabban Gamliel, that he was the Nasi, Prince of Am Israel in that generation, Shekara Balayla Rishon Shenasa, that he said Kriyat Shema. His students told him, you haven't taught us, our rabbi, that a groom is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema in the first night. What he answered to them? Amar lahem, Eini shomea lachem. I'm not listening to you. He taught them that. And he's not listening to them. He taught them that halakha, that mishnah. A groom is not allowed to say Kriyat Shema is exempt. And now he's saying. And he's saying and he's telling them, I'm not going to listen to you to cancel for me the kingship of heaven even for 1 hour. Filu sha'achat. He's not listening to them at all. First time, the first night that his wife, first wife died, he went and made a shower, went to the mikveh.
his students told him, you haven't taught us that the person that is mourning is not allowed to wash. He told them, I'm not like the rest of the people. I'm an Essenist. For me, it's bothering me when I'm not taking a shower. I have to take a shower. Nice. וכשמת טאבי עבדו, and when his slave Tabi died, he was accepting condolence, yes, yeah. on him. They told him, our rabbi, you haven't told us, talked to us, that you don't need to accept
condolences
on the slaves. He told them, no, my slave Tabi, he wasn't like the rest of the slaves. He was kosher. You see that he is walking alone. He's teaching them what they need to learn, but he's going in a different path. He's serving Hashem Yitbarach according to what that he understands that Hashem wants from him. It's bothering him not to take a shower. So he's going and take a shower.
Shower or
mikveh? Doesn't matter. If he needed a shower, he would go and take a shower. If he needed a mikveh, he would go to the mikveh. He realized what Hashem, he's checking what Hashem wants from me. What's it? Istenis ani. It's bothering me. To sweat and not to smell good and to feel that I'm dirty.
Or maybe not to do tshuva, to go to the mikvah. That's the...
And what's the next Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying, Chatan, a groom, if he wants to say Kriyat Shema in the first night, he can read, he can say. So, before we said that he's exempt, but now we're saying that he can. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? The next prince. The son of Rabban Gamliel. That is Rabbi Shimon, Rabban Shimon. That he was huge, and he knew his father. What he's saying, that halacha is contradicting what Rabban Gamliel said. Rabban Gamliel said to the students, don't say Kriyat Shema. And he himself went and said Kriyat Shema. And now we see halacha that he's saying that if a groom wants to say Kriyat Shema, he can. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, his son, is saying to them, not everyone that wants to take Hashem, litol et Hashem, itol, can take. My father, he had the ability to do that, but not everyone that wants to do that, he can. This is what that I want to show you. Look what it's written. Lo kol harotzeh, the one that wants. It all depends in the will. It all depends in the will. My father, he really wanted. He really wanted to take the name of Hashem Yitbarach, so he took it. But not everyone that wants can do that. Only someone that really wants it. Only someone that has a strong will. That he's not backing off. That he's not surrendering. And he's not afraid from his failures. And he can admit. And he can say, you're right, I was wrong. He can stand up and say, Ribono Shel Olam, I sinned like David HaMelech. And by that to open the path of Tshuva for generations. For the individuals to be able to stand up and to say, Hashem, I'm sorry. Like Menashe, that sinned. Alright, so he sinned. Menashe sinned. But he's got the ability to do tshuva. Even if you killed people. Even if you ruin things. Even if you ruin things that are the most important things of them all. You can still do tshuva. You can still confess. You can still do tshuva. You can make giyur and to become one of Am Yisrael like we saw. I don't remember that name again and again, forgetting it. That Rabbi Meir is from his Niron Kesav. That even Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir Bala Nes is from the Tzetzaim of Niron Kesav. From the Niron Kesav. He was one of the biggest murderers of them all. He killed thousands or maybe millions of Jews. And some people are saying that he was also crazy. And he made tshuva, he made giyur, and he joined to Am Yisrael, and he was hiding in those ruins of Jerusalem after the destruction, after the Churban. And he was hiding, and he joined himself to Am Yisrael, and he became to be part of Am Yisrael. And from his grandsons, one of them is Rabbi Meir Bala Nes. Can you understand that? Can you grab that? It means that you should believe in yourself. That everyone can achieve things that he cannot even understand and cannot even wish to achieve such things. Just if you're going to believe in your will, believe that you have a soul. And this is really humility also. This is really humility. That you know that Hashem is so kind and He can help you. And you're not counting on yourself that I'm going to succeed, that I'm going to achieve. No. You believe in yourself that Hashem loves you.
that Hashem is so kind to eliminate His love and His kindness and His grace even to a person like me. And this is the gift of Baalei Teshuva, that for us it's very easy to remember because we're falling daily. Every day we have our failures and we need to learn the lesson in a positive way. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminding me. Took me very, very privately to give me a private lesson, daily lesson, to humiliate me, to teach me daily that I need Him, until I'm going to count on Him in 100%. If you would just succeed and succeed. My wife told me a few days ago that really, like that Rav Shalom is saying, all of my success is belong to her. And I told her why. So she said, because without me, you're going to be like all of the rest of the Hasidim, arrogant, that's going to think that he's worth something. And I'm reminding you all of the time that you're not worth nothing. She's right. She's right. Only because of her. It's her merit. Baruch Hashem, she's got the confidence to speak it, to say it, to say it. If you see that your wife is not rebuking you, it means that she's afraid of you. Really. If she's not rebuking you, it's not that you're perfect. You didn't reach that level that you don't need to hear no rebukes. Admit that, at least. So if your wife is not rebuking you, it means that she's afraid of you. It's a problem. She doesn't want to come again to those arguments. She doesn't want. You screamed at her once, twice, I don't know what. You let her feel starving. You didn't smile to her. People that are not talking to their wives. It's cruelty that you cannot imagine. For days not to talk to her. And so she's giving up. She's saying, all right, so I'm not going to rebuke him. And this is it. And you lack of that wonderful gift called the Hoveta Tochecha. Love the rebuke. Love the rebuke. You should love the rebuke. It's one of the terms to receive the Torah. Ehoveta Tochecha. To love the rebuke. What it means to love the rebuke? To understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes you. Rav Shalom said, you cannot love the rebuke, you cannot keep loving your wife after that she rebukes you, unless if you have a perfect faith that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that rebukes you. If you still think that it's your wife, you cannot forgive her. You're going to remember, you're going to have, I call it, grudge. Always going to remember and going to think about it and going to remember like that she's doing all of the time. You don't need to be in that place. You don't need to be like that. You need to have a complete faith. It's only Hashem that rebukes me. And from that, to take strength, to take a good advice. And even if Hashem is saying to you the worst thing of them all, I don't love you anymore, I hate you, you're not going to have a share in the world to come. You need to tell, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm learning that from you. V'tashlech emet arza. Even though that is the truth, I'm throwing away that truth down to the ground. And I'm not looking on that lesson. I'm going to remind myself a different lesson. That lesson that you said, Bni, Bechori Israel, my son, Israel, I love you, whenever, however, that I'm going to remember. I'm going to walk with those words, Ribono Shel Olam, and not with that rebuke. Thank you for that rebuke. When I'm going to have time, when I'm going to have strength, ability, I'm writing it, Ribono Shel Olam. Hopefully one day I'm going to do tshuva on that. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Don't have the ability for that now, Ribono Shel Olam. Today I'm strengthening myself. When Midat HaEmet came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him, don't create the man, he's a liar, it was truth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, a truth like that, I don't want to hear. And he knew how to throw away that truth. Even if you hear from your rabbi a truth that is too strong for you, that you're not able to hold, to keep, you should say thank you on that truth. I'm throwing it away. And you need to believe in yourself to do that. Really? I can do that? I can ignore what the Rav told me? I cannot listen to him today? Yes. If you can believe in yourself that you really want to serve Hashem, that you do want to serve Hashem, and today, because that you want to serve Hashem, you decided not to do something that Hashem is commanding you, you're going to understand that you're keeping et la'asot la'Hashem eferu toratecha. Time to do for Hashem, it's time to break certain halachot. If today for keeping your shalom bayit you need not to go to pray in public, if now today all of the yeshiva are going to do 6 hours it would do, and you for your shalom bayit have to take the kids out at one from school or whatever, they're all going to Uman, they're all doing this and that, you need to believe in yourself that you know what Hashem wants from you and you also want to serve Him. And Rav Shalom told me that on one time that he didn't go to Uman, and all of the rest of his friends and his rabbi Rav Berland went, all of them together, and he said that he was the only one that didn't go that time. And I asked him, Rav, how you dealt with it after? All right, they went and you didn't. How you deal? So he said that after that you accept those downs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making for you in your life with love, you accept it with love, you're gaining more than what that you would gain if you would achieve that thing. This is the level of the Baal Teshuva. You can achieve more by not going to Uman and to accept it on yourself with love than what that you can achieve by going to Uman. Even that it's very hard to understand. By not learning Torah and to accept that it's from Hashem, you can achieve more than by sitting and learning Torah. By accepting that you're not able to do 6 hours Zidvodadut, with faith and love, you can accept more than from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than by going and doing 6 hours Zidvodadut. When you're going to the field, you need to ask for humility. When you go to ask on Parnassah, you need to ask on confidence. When you go and ask on salvations, you need to ask on faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is my Savior, and there is no one else that can save me except of Him. On that you go to ask, not on the money, not on the salvation itself. It's going to be the result of the confidence. It's going to be the result of the faith that you're going to have. This is the weapon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the faith. The words of Tfilah in the field, this is our weapon. To go to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't have no enemies. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is standing and fighting with us and saving our lives with all of those obstacles and many odds that we have on the way. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself hiding His own face from us and revealing other curtains and faces that are going to look like reality. There is nothing except of Hashem. Nothing. And when a man grabs that secret and holds with that secret daily to every situation, he will never gonna fall. He becomes to be like David HaMelech. Like David HaMelech. Exactly like David HaMelech. David HaMelech will not gonna be above you if you reach the level of David HaMelech. David HaMelech become to be higher than Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov when he become to be the fourth wheel of the Holy Chariot. He passed Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why won't you gonna pass David HaMelech? Why? Because you don't believe in yourself. But he believed that Hashem loves him, and he wasn't looking on nothing, and he kept on walking and walking and walking, and suddenly, one day, after he been insulted, and been rebuked, and been disgraced, and he accepted it with love, and he said, Hashem amar lo kalel, Hashem told him, Shimi ben Gera, to curse me, and not Shimi, he cursed me. He just admit on that, he becomes to be higher than Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Only faith. Thank you. Thank you.